you know, that we're starting homeschooling networks, and, you know, we want to get like some homesteading stuff set up. But this is, you know, and this is what I tell people in Australia, in America, it's all well and good, or even in Europe, it's all well and good having that as a fallback position, but you still need warriors in the fight. You still need political activists. You still need political soldiers. You know, you still need the SA, you still need the SS, you know, you still need the men in the fight. You still need the men to march down the street with the flags. Mm. And it's okay to have the homestead and put the family there and put the parents there and have your kids there and, you know, like have everything nice and neat and have your little castle out in the bush somewhere. But you still need to have men in the fight. And this is not something we can run away from and run to the country and hope that the problem just goes away. You know, we do need to stay in the battlefield. There's a political battlefield, and we need to have our political soldiers in that meta-political battlefield, recruiting, you know, doing the activism, getting the message out there, heightening the contradictions, as Mason says. You know, people need to know that there are only two sides. You're either with the multicultural, globo-homo Jewish system, or you're with white Australia. And the more that time goes on, the more these contradictions, or the more these two sides become more prevalent and more obvious, and there's no way to hide in the middle anymore.